Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in Charles Robinson, our buddy from Yahoo Sports, all over the Zeke story on the buyersafety.com hotline. Charles, what is the latest on Zeke and possibly holding out of training camp?
Well, nothing's really changed in the last 24 hours since a lot of this news broke. I mean, I think Zeke's camp is still waiting to find out whether or not there's going to become traction on these contract talks. I think the biggest thing is, I think he reports if he gets the message from ownership that we are serious about doing a contract extension. Yes, Dak is a priority. Yes, he's at the front of the line right now and sort of sets the table contract-wise for other players, but we are committed to continuing basically to work on a deal with you right up to the start of the season. And look, we want to get you extended now. We don't have a problem extending you after 3 years, a la Todd Gurley with the Rams. I think that's a big part of this. And I think if he doesn't hear that, I think I would be surprised at this point if he didn't hold out at least for a period of time if ownership doesn't make some kind of gesture in his direction privately.
Do you think that the Cowboys actually want to give him a second contract with the way the league is going and with what they did to DeMarco Murray?
I do. Well, here's the thing. I mean, like, it's a different ball game with Steven, you know, at the controls than it is with Jerry. And I think that everything I've heard about Steven over the last few years is just that, you know, it's harder to do deals with Steven, that Steven is very much drilling down on the money and where guys, you know, other guys that have to be signed in the future. Obviously, this is a story that everybody knows in Dallas. Who else is coming up on contract? You got guys like, you know, Jalen Smith and others who are going to need deals down the road. I think that the Dak extension has been more difficult than Dak's camp expected, largely because Steven he's not just going to blow it out. And that's what Dak's, you know, guys are pushing for, most representatives do. When it comes to Zeke, I think Jerry wants him signed. I think there's other guys and personnel who absolutely believe this is the anchor of the offense. This is the MVP thus far over the last 3 years and want to get a deal done. But, you know, I think Steven's tough to do deals with, and I think he's going to make it difficult. But for him to not be extended, I don't see that happening. I think they absolutely will get an extension done with him. I think there's going to be some pain, just like there has been with Dak.
Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, here on the home of the Cowboys. Do you think it would satisfy Zeke enough, Charles, if in the next 2 weeks he knew that they were serious about getting something done down the road without an actual deal getting done until next year when he has 1 year left versus two? As long as he believes that there's actual legitimate, a good faith effort, that will be good enough to settle him down?
I don't know about next year. I can tell you that if it's a situation, so like with Julio Jones and the Atlanta Falcons, you know, Arthur Blank essentially told Julio Jones, look, we don't want you holding out of camp. We absolutely are committing to getting this done. We want to get an extension done. But he didn't say later. He said, we're going to continue to work on this right now. Like, it is a priority for us. It made Julio feel like, hey, they're committed. We're going to get this done. I feel positive about the direction of things. I'm going to come in. I'm not going to hold out. I think that would be a similar situation for Zeke. I think if ownership said, look, we're going to stick to the plan that we had, which was seriously address this in a year, and that's just where we're at. I'd be surprised if he showed up day one of training camp. I think this is something he wants done now. I think he knows where his value is now, but I also think he knows what the plan is. They're going to put a lot of touches on him. He's going to carry a ton of the load. He has worked out this offseason. He's planned on doing this. Like, this is, he's ready for this. And I just think he wants that security now rather than waiting a year after, you know, there's been a lot of tread put on him. And you're right, it doesn't help what happened previously with the DeMarco Murray deal. You know, a guy sets a franchise mark rushing in a season, and then, you know, they just come out of the box, at least at that time, with an offer that appeared low, you know, to Murray. And I think there's worry in his camp and probably in Zeke's mind that the Cowboys are sort of on a six-year plan with him. Go through the 5 years, the fifth-year option, tag him for a year, and then let him go after 6 years after they put a ton of touches on him.
You were the first one to point out August 6th and why Zeke has to show up by that date. Can you just take us through that information? And we had Florio on yesterday, and he wrote a piece yesterday about that August 6th date. Just take us through what we need to know about that, Charles.
Right, August 6th. So basically, players, to gain their accrued season, so you have to have four accrued seasons in order to, after your contract expires, after this fifth-year option for Zeke, for him to hit unrestricted free agency. So you have to have four accrued seasons in the books. He has three so far, which means he's got two more years to add that fourth accrued season. So either this year or next, he has to make sure he reports by August 6th. It's part of the CBA. It's basically two tiers. You have to report, if you're under contract, you have to report to your team by August 6th and then play a certain number of games during the regular season in order to get that accrued season. So he could decide to hold out and miss the August 6th date this year, but it's not smart because there's a possibility he doesn't get his deal this year, and he's going to want to be able to preserve the ability to hold out next year and miss reporting by August 6th. So the ideology here is the smarter time to do the holdout and miss the August 6th reporting date would be next year. Report this year, get in by August 6th, get your fourth accrued season, and you're good to do whatever, you're good to do whatever you want next season. You know, that's Aaron Donald, as Mike Florio pointed out. Aaron Donald held out, didn't worry about accrued seasons, knew he was going to get paid, and just said, you know what, I'm not even going to worry about the accrued seasons because I know a contract's coming. That's what doesn't guarantee. I mean, look, Ezekiel could go, you know what, I'm going to hold out this year. If I don't get the contract this year, I'm going to hold out next year too. I'm not going to worry about accrued seasons, and when I hit free agency in year six, I'll be a restricted free agent, but a ton of teams will want me. I'll still get paid. I'm not going to worry about that. So, but the pressure is there, and Zeke knows about the August 6th date. The Cowboys know about the August 6th date. So at least, at the very least, if there's a holdout, it puts some pressure on him to make a decision about how much he cares about unrestricted free agency.
Charles Robinson, Yahoo, joining us here at 105 through the Fan. What's the latest on the Dak extension? I know you said that his camp thinks it's going a little bit more difficult than they thought, but do you expect this to get done by the start of the season?
Yeah, I think Dak's going to get done. I think, you know, look, everybody, particularly in quarterback negotiations, they everybody wants to set the bar. They want to blow it out. They want a huge deal. And, you know, from what I was told, Dak's representation sat down and the numbers that they wanted out of the box, I mean, we're talking about well into the 30 millions. And, you know, the numbers they put out in front of it, you know, they're saying, hey, look at when Derek Carr set the bar at quarterback. Here's what his numbers looked like. Obviously, time has passed since he's done that, so you adjust upward. Other quarterback deals, where they've gone, Aaron Rodgers, some of these other guys, have put things into the stratosphere. And so when they sat down, they essentially looked and said, why should Dak not be one of these guys at the very top of the quarterback shelf? As I said with Stephen Jones, he's got an eye down the road, and he wants to make sure that he's not going to lose a number of these younger guys that need to be extended in the next few years. I think this was always going to be a difficult quarterback negotiation, but if you talk to Dax people, if you talk to the Cowboys, and you talk to all these other free agents that need deals, everybody says the same thing. They want to get Dak done. He's the number one priority. I don't sense any lack of optimism that it won't eventually get done, but it just has not been the deal that could have been done a month ago or 2 months ago and not had to deal with this pressing up against camp.
If he was a complete unrestricted free agent right now, would he get that same kind of mid-30s deal on the open market from other teams?
Yeah, I mean, Honestly, I think he would. Like, look at the money Kirk Cousins got, and a large part of this is because young quarterbacks don't become available. The reality with Dak is, and I talk to personnel guys on other teams, and they will tell you the same thing. Dak has improved every single year. He's gotten better. There are metrics that are very favorable with other quarterbacks, and he looks like a guy whose game is growing in the NFL. His arrow is still pointed upward. Kirk Cousins got the money he got from the Minnesota Vikings at a time where a lot of teams thought his arrow was flat. He was not going to be a player who got exponentially better. Kirk Cousins was older. You could say that some of his numbers were inflated by the offense he was running, and yet when he hit the market, teams are losing their minds to grab him. Now, the only difference now is I think you're seeing an influx of more young quarterbacks in the game right now, so the pressing need is not quite there as it was before. Plus, there's a bumper crop of quarterbacks coming in the next couple of drafts. That would be a negative for Dak, but I'm just telling you, when young quarterbacks who teams view as progressing and being good players, and he's won a playoff game, and done some good things for the Dallas Cowboys, and does stack up favorably with some of these other guys who did big deals prior, he's going to get a ton of money. And I think the Cowboys know that. They know if he were going elsewhere, he would get paid.
So your best guesses on the two subjects we've been talking about, by the time the season starts game one, Dak gets his extension, and you would guess that Zeke misses the start of training camp?
I think because right now the Cowboys don't feel like there's negativity going on while they're talking to Zeke's camp, and I don't think Zeke's camp feels like this is necessarily a negative situation right now. I think Dak will get done, and I think what's ultimately going to happen is ownership's going to say to Zeke, okay, let's keep talking about this extension. Once Dak's out of the way, let's try to do this deal and get it done by the start of the regular season. And I think right now, today, that Zeke will report. But as I've written and as I've said, this week is really important. So if nothing changes, if it's the way it is today, if it's this way Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then, Monday, then all of a sudden we're starting to talk about a completely different situation and he misses the beginning of camp.
So they just want to hear over the course of the next week, hey, we're serious about doing this once we get Dak and Amari done.
I think once they get Dak done, not Dak and Amari, I think once they get Dak done, I think there's an acceptance that Dak is at the front of the line, and that's how it is. I think Zeke wants to know, hey, you know what, you're right there. You're right next to the Dak tier. I get it. You got to get Dak done. We understand that. But we want to do your deal, and we want to get this done, and we're going to continue to actually have serious talks about this right up until the season and try and get this finished. I think if they say that to him, I think he shows up. If they tell him, hey, Dak, then Amari, then you, there's going to be problems.
Charles, you mentioned Kirk Cousins. Do you think the Dak number that we're talking is around, a little bit more than Cousins, who's making 28 at 30 for Dak, or are we talking resetting the market at 34 a year?
I would be surprised if he comes in under 30. I would say the Cowboys have got a deal. The negotiations out of the box were in the 30s and like well into the 30s, which is, I'll just say it's natural. Like agents that have a quarterback like him in a position like this with leverage, with some pressure, also, oh, by the way, with a bunch of other deals, knowing the other deals need to get done for a franchise, they start those negotiations at the highest point they possibly can. But I would be surprised if Dak's number came in less than $30 million this season.
When are we going to see you in Oxnard?
I'll be there for first practice, full practice. So veterans, and I'm going to swing out to the Cardinals first and check out Kyler Murray and that whole potential mess in Arizona. But then I'll be out there for full squad first day.
Why are you dancing, Choppy?
Just, happy my guy's getting paid.
So you want the rest of the roster not to get theirs with the supporting cast that he needs.
I want the players that matter.
You want him over 30. You're going to celebrate him over 30.
If Dak got 40, if it meant getting a $500,000 running back, I'm all in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.